Good afternoon. Another warm and relatively humid day in progress across interior New York and New England, with the early morning fog in the lower Hudson and Connecticut River valleys now dissipating. We will enjoy mostly sunny skies throughout the region today, perhaps a few more high thin clouds than yesterday, but still enough sunshine to push temperatures into the upper 80s on average for daytime highs, with a few spots even touching the 90 degree mark once again. Humidity levels will be relatively high for this time of year, and with dew points in the upper 50s and lower 60s, it'll feel a few degrees warmer during peak heating. Overnight tonight, clouds will begin to move in from the south, and temperatures will drop back into the mid-60s. A little bit of energy will undercut the ridge and move through the region on Thursday. The result will be more clouds than sunshine and just the outside risk of a shower or thunderstorm, but these clouds will keep temperatures in the lower 80s. The ridge itself will begin to break down on Friday as energy sweeps through the Great Lakes along with a cold front. We'll have partly sunny skies, and it will be increasingly more humid, leading to showers and thunderstorms as the front approaches from the west during the afternoon. Depending on the timing and the strength of all of the elements involved, some of the storms on Friday could be strong or maybe even severe, and we'll be watching that through the end of the week. Highs on Friday will be in the mid-80s. Behind this system, it'll be breezy and cooler with much lower humidity, and with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday in the middle 70s and highs near 70 with a mix of sun and clouds and that breeze on Sunday. The refreshing change will continue into Monday with mostly sunny skies and highs staying in the upper 60s before rebounding back to the lower 70s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large and slow-moving upper low centered over the Arklatex vicinity will remain the dominant feature of interest over the United States, with rather high amplitude ridging over the western Atlantic to its east and southwestern United States to its west. Given favorable shear expected to evolve with time, storms should quickly organize and acquire a rotation. As such, and aided by the increasingly unstable environment, very large hail will be possible with the initial supercellular storm development, along with the risk for locally damaging winds and a couple of tornadoes. With time, some upscale growth of storms is possible, and the damaging wind potential may increase into the early evening hours. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Bertha, located 40 miles to the northeast of Charleston, South Carolina. Bertha is moving toward the north near 15 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through tonight with a gradual increase in forward speed. On the forecast track, Bertha will move inland across eastern and northern South Carolina later today and into central North Carolina tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour, but these winds are expected to weaken as the storm makes landfall. Bertha is also expected to produce total rain accumulation of 2 to 4 inches with isolated totals of 8 inches across eastern and central South Carolina into west central to far southeastern North Carolina. Given very saturated conditions, this rainfall may produce life-threatening flash flooding, aggravate and prolong ongoing flooding, and produce rapid out-of-bank rises on smaller rivers. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 94, set in 1914, and the record low, 30, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m., sunset this evening 8:23 p.m., 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and humid today with the outside risk of a thunderstorm in the mountains and highs close to 90. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with patchy dense fog tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, just the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. Partly sunny, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely on Friday afternoon, some on the strong side, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler with lower humidity Saturday, mid-70s. Partly sunny, breezy and cool with lower humidity Sunday, near 70. Mostly sunny, somewhat cool for this time of year Monday, upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the lower 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.